Well, a win in April matters just as much as a win in September. And so the more we can rack up now, the better our path is going to look like as we get deeper into the season. We also recognize that samples this early are still pretty small, and that's not saying anything revolutionary. As we go through a season, I tend to look at seasons in thirds. So try to take the first third of a season or so to really evaluate the team. Is it what we expected? Are there some things we need to change? And then once you get through that, you're generally into June and July, where there may be some more opportunities externally if things do need to change, or if there are additions or subtractions that make sense. So I think at this point, we're pleased with how we're playing. Certainly, we're winning games, which is the goal of this whole thing. And we'll continue to support the team the best way we can to keep doing that.
It's the first series against the Phillies, and truly hasn't been a ton of National League games in the first month plus of this season. So in a way, is it a measuring stick series in terms of being a division rival, but also your first real look at a team that you're going to be contending against come October?
I try not to look at individual series or individual games as measuring sticks or barometers or anything like that. I think weird stuff can happen, good or bad, in three-game series. And so what we're just going to focus on is continue to play solid baseball and executing the best we can. And I think if we do that, we'll generally have a pretty good series.
Well, somebody that's playing pretty solid baseball right now is Pete Alonso. And I would love to know, is when going through the free agent period, could you have ever envisioned this version of Pete Alonso?
I think it's tough to envision this version for any player. This is an elite player. I think Pete's probably the best hitter in the National League right now. Performing at a very high level across the board. He's not chasing. He's hitting the ball incredibly hard. He's doing everything you could want. So he deserves a tremendous credit to come into a season ready to go right away. And there have been portions of this early campaign where he's really carried us. And we're beginning to have a little bit more of a universal team offense, and guys are beginning to hit a little bit more up and down the lineup. But for a little while there, Pete was pretty much our offensive source, and it was a lot of fun to watch. It was a lot of fun to watch, and certainly hope it continues.
Your depth was challenged early in spring training. Now that guys are starting to come back a little bit, how pleased have you been with the depth that you've seen from some of the lower guys on the roster?
Yeah, it's been great, and we talk about that all the time, how it not only takes 26, frankly, it's going to take somewhere between 50 and 60 over the course of the year to be able to get through a successful season, and we've seen that on both sides of the ball. We've seen guys like Acuna and Beatty, Hayden Senger really contribute to this team. We've also seen Max Kranick and Brazoban and Danny Young step up and get big outs for us over the course of the year. So on both sides of the ball, been very rewarding to see the entire roster contribute, and you need that in order to win games.
David, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.